is God. And Satan goes, look at what he did. He left you. Look at what he did. You're in this health scare. Look at what he did. You don't have the money. Look at what he did. We have to remind Satan and ourselves, we have to look at what Jesus did. Only God can take the most impossible situation, death, and turn it for something good. Romans 5:10, verse 10 says this, for while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. We were made right. That's what reconcile. How much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? See, the invitation there, the purpose of Easter is not for religious people. People get this wrong all the time. They think that faith is about religion, and it is not about faith. It is not about religion. It is about a relationship. Jesus came for a relationship with us. He came and was against religion. He came against the leaders of the time and said, religion is not good. You've made so many rules. You've made so many rituals that you're clean on the outside and you're dirty on the inside. And the church has bought into that because if I look okay on the outside, I must be okay. And most of us are pretty rotten on the inside, kind of decaying, kind of we're not letting God remake us and remold us like he asked us to do. Jesus never came for religious people. Jesus came for people who were sick and messed up. That's the good news of Easter, because you are one of those. Jesus couldn't care less about religious people. He wants people who are broken, people who are messed up, people who are struggling, because he knows when that's who we are, we fall at his feet and say, Father, I can't, but you can. So the invitation, I love this phrase. It's the only time I'm going to use the Message version today in my lesson. But in Luke 5:32, he says this, and I love this. You don't find this anywhere else. Jesus answered, it is not the healthy who need a doctor. I didn't come for the healthy, which there are no healthy, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. That's what I came for. I came to call sinners to repentance, to change. And that's what Easter is about. That's what it's about. It's about us changing from the inside. God says, here's some things I want you to hear today, and here's some things I want you to take home. There's three things I want you to really grasp today. The first one is this: unleash your mind to God's power. Unleash your mind to God's power, because as you see here today, a lot of us look at God kind of like a spiritual wimp and just say, what's he doing? What's he done? I prayed and grandma died. I prayed and somebody else passed, and I prayed and I'm not getting better, and I prayed and our finances are still horrible. I prayed and my life is still miserable. God has the power to get you through whatever it is you're going through today. And you have to unleash. Unleash means to unhook. You have to unhook from this rhythm, this thing that's in our world that keeps us tied to, I only believe what I see. Because that's where most of us are. If I see it, I believe it. The Bible tells us very succinctly, don't do that. Romans 12 puts it this way: do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Many times the reason we don't know what his will is because we don't press into him. We don't press in. We don't open ourselves up to him and say, God, what is it you want to do? What is your will? Because we say things like this all the time. I don't know what to do. When was the last time you said that? My husband is he's a real knothead. I don't know what to do. My spouse, my wife is a real, she just gets on all the time. I don't know what to do. But I know somebody who does. And that's where you have to unleash your mind. Open your mind to the possibility that he knows everything about you and he still cares about you. He knows those horrible thoughts you had this morning coming to church. And he still loves you. He knows the things you thought about somebody yesterday. And he still loves you. He knows what you did wrong last night. And he still loves you. You have to be open to unleash yourself, your mind, to the fact that God wants you to get and use his power, not yours. Because your power ain't any good. It runs out. You get tired. You get angry, you get mad, you don't want to do anything that you want to do because you're going, I don't want to do what God wants me to do. Open your mind to the possibility that he has the power to get you through whatever it is you're going through. And then what causes us to our minds to not do that? Well, Ephesians says this in 4:18, and I got nothing but the Bible to share with you this morning. They are darkened in their understanding. Here's why you don't open your mind to that. They are darkened in their understanding, and they're separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. What causes us this, to close our minds to God? It's our hearts get hard. He didn't come through for me yesterday. He did last week, and a month ago, and a year ago. But what have you done for me lately, God? What have you done for me? And if you're living your life like that, you're in trouble already. What causes us to close our minds in these hardening of the heart, hurt? Being hurt by God not showing up. Being hurt by another faith-based person. I want to call them religious person. Being hurt by somebody. And you're going, God didn't get me through that. What else can cause us to have a hard heart? Pride. I don't want to admit that I've got problems. I don't want you stand up here and say I'm a mess inside, Pastor. Yeah, I'm saying that because I'm a mess inside. And every day I have to renew my mind. Every day I have to renew my heart because it gets dirty, because I drag it through this life. Pride stands in my way. Also, what stands in our way of a hard heart is fear. We're fearful that God's not going to do what he's going to do. So we go out and we don't ask him. And we just go get another job, and we throw more money at it, and then we go more money, and then our family suffers, and then we go do this, and we get all the answers until we don't. God has the power to get you through whatever it is you're going through, and that's what Easter is about, church. If you really want God to move in you, then you've got to unleash your mind to the Holy Spirit. You've got to open it up and say, Holy Spirit, what do you require of me? And the first thing he requires is an open mind and obedience then to go where he says to go. What is it in your life today that seems hard to change? You ever tried to change something in your life? You ever tried to quit smoking? You ever tried to lose weight? You ever tried to be a nicer person and it doesn't last very long? God wants to change you from the inside out. That's the message of Easter. When you open your mind to the power of God, God does incredible things that you never, ever thought possible. Ephesians 7:19 through 20 says this. I pray that you will begin. Oh, what a great prayer. I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great God's power is to help those who believe him. It's the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. That's my prayer for me, and that's my prayer for you today, that you will understand the power that he has, to understand what that power means. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead. We all know the story. We've seen it a million times. I don't need to stand up here and tell you about it. I don't need to tell you about the tomb. I don't need to tell you about all that. You understand that, but do you understand that that power that did that is available to you today? There's one word in that scripture that says, understand how great his power. Understand how great his power is. If you want God to change your life, you've got to start with this understanding, with a new perspective that God can do anything in us. I didn't say he's going to make it all better, but I'm telling you this, he's going to walk through it with you. And he will guide and direct you through his Holy Spirit. And that's the lot of a Jesus person today. Not a religious person. Religious people are going to keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's ludicrous. Stupid. But yet we try it time and time again. If you want to look at what he's done. The second thing that I want you to take home today is to unleash your heart to God's grace. To unleash your heart, to unhook it from what we've got it hooked to. Because well, if you've got it hooked, your heart hooked to the world, you don't give grace. Because when somebody messes you over, they're out. And when you get hurt, you get iced out too. What is grace? Grace is when God gives you what you don't deserve. And I've told you, and I've stood up here for years and years and told you this. What do we deserve? We deserve hell. It's all we deserve, hell. But we get the opposite. Grace is when God forgives you even before you ask. That's grace. Grace is when God says, come on home, I'm not mad at you. That's grace. Grace is when God forgives you and then gives you a second chance and a third chance. Come on home. I'm not mad. Let's start new. And for some of you, that's what he wants to do in you today. Because you've been living a life that is counter to the way you started out. If it weren't for God, everything in life we would not have, because it's all a gift. Everything you have, every car that breaks down, every roof that leaks, every injury that happens, it's all God's. It's a gift from him. How can that be a gift? Because it's all his. He's in charge. He put us here with a plan and a purpose. And our plan is to shine glory on him through everything that happens in our life, even falling off a truck, even a horrible thing that happens. God does something incredible out of it. Ephesians 1:8 says this, God has showered upon us the richness of his grace, for he understands us, and he knows what is best for us at all times. I don't, but he does. He knows what's best for you. It is in your best interest to know that what he knows and to follow him, because he knows what's best for you. He knows what's best job. He knows what's best thing to do. He knows before you even get there. I love that because I don't know, but he does. God understands you better than you understand yourself. I quit trying to figure me out years and years and years ago. I don't even know me half the time. I think things and I go, where in the heck did that come from? And half of it's about you guys. Sorry. You didn't laugh. You got to quit trying to figure out what other people's motives are. You look at them and you see they're doing stuff and you go, what in the world are they thinking? Why would you do that? Well, you can't even figure out your own self. And you're sitting there trying to get somebody else. He's seen every stupid thing you've ever done, and he still loves you unconditionally. No strings attached. Isn't that nice? Because I like to attach strings to people. Because when you hurt me, You can hurt me once, buddy, but you ain't hurt me twice. Been there? Romans 3:22 says this. I think it does. Maybe it does. Nope, it doesn't. I didn't put that, so we won't do that one. I'm a broken guy, sorry. I love that God's grace is readily available. It's something he gives us, and it's a gift. You can't earn his grace. You can't be good enough. People, when I did a funeral yesterday, and I was talking to some people before and afterwards, and they were all saying, I sure hope I'm good enough to get to heaven. And my first words out of my mouth that I didn't say was, you're not. You're not good enough to get to heaven. But without Jesus, you're not. But with Jesus, you're good enough. Because there's nothing you can do to be. You can't be good enough. You can't do enough service. You can't help enough people. You can't love enough people. You can't give enough. You can't. You are a slug when it comes to trying to get to heaven. Only Jesus gets you to heaven. So you get it by grace. For it is grace you've been saved, Ephesians says, through faith. It is not of yourself. There's nothing you can do. You are not good enough. Only Jesus is. You will never earn God's grace. You will never deserve God's grace. But you can have it. And you ask and you accept it. Just like your kids do when you give them a birthday gift or you give them a Christmas gift or you give them their Easter stuff today. You want to change. You want to be different. You've got to unhook your mind from these rhythms of our world that say, if you do this, I'll do this. And you need to hook them up and unleash your mind to God's grace that is readily available for you. There's nothing you can do besides accepting it. Thirdly, you want to look what he's done. Here we go. Unleash your life to God's love for you. And this is where most people usually tune me out. Some of you have already tuned me out. I get that. It's just Easter and whatever reason you checked out. But I want you to know this. You've got to unleash your mind and your life that God loves you. If you don't believe that God loves you unconditionally, if you do not believe that God put you on this earth for a purpose and a plan, if you do not know that he made you, that he created you to love you, and he created you to know and love him back, then you're missing what God wants to do in your life. Jesus proved by how much God loves you by coming and dying on that cross and then going to the grave. He did it for you. God's Son did that for you. Ephesians says this, 3:16 through 19. I'm going to read it, and then we're just about done. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Holy Spirit in your inner being. See, there's our first thing that we talked about. Power, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, there it is again, together with all the Lord's holy people, all of us, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That you may be made full of his love. And everywhere you go, that love emanates out of you. That love oozes out of you. That love comes. And people go, what in the world is different about you? Because there's nothing different in me. I'm an oddball. And so are most of you. But the love of Christ, when it's in us, it can't help but come out. I used to remember people telling people all the time, you know, let the love of Jesus come out. If it's not in you, it ain't coming out. Whatever you allow in you is what comes out. Whatever you plant, you get. And if the love of Christ isn't in you, then you've got nothing to give. That's my prayer for you today. That is a beautiful, beautiful prayer. that you will experience the love of God, that how much he loves you. Because some of you think that nobody loves you. Some of you are in a loveless marriage. Some of you have kids that don't love you right now. And you're going, what the heck? Some of you have people in your life that have treated you horrible. And God says to you today, despite all that, I love you. I love you. You were made by God to love you. He made you because he loves you so, so much. I hope you will do what this verse says. Throw open, unleash the doors of your life to his love and say, God, here I am. Pour it on me because right now I don't feel very lovable. God wants to do some business in your life today because the devil's been telling you, look what he's done. He's left you here. Look what he's done. You're not lovable. Your parents rejected you. You were adopted. You were this. And it goes on and on and on and on. And you go, oh, yeah, I guess that's what it is. Here's the good news. Jesus gives us the power to start over. Jesus gives us the power to keep going. He gives us the power to change, to be different. Remember, the devil wants us to look how Jesus let you down. But today, we're going to start ministry time. And what I want you to do today is we're going to end on a video. And then I'm going to come back up here and I'll talk for just a second. And then we're going to have our time where the band's going to stand up here and they're going to sing. And we're going to pray. And I want you to think about making some choices in your life today. I want you to say, God, what is it you need to do in me today? I walked in this room and I just came for whatever reason, but today, God, what do you want to do in me today? What is it you want to do? That's the prayer I want you to pray. This little video is going to be about what everything I just said. The devil is talking to Jesus. He's talking to us. And then it's God talking back to the devil. Lights, please.
A voice whispers, look at what you've done. We are marked by a lifetime of selfish choices, a legacy of harsh words, terrible thoughts. Look at what you've done. The constant jealousy, the envy of what others possess, the disregard for people in the pursuit of what we desire, what we insist we are entitled to. The enemy whispers, look at what you've done. Hiding our addictions, telling lies to ourselves, to our spouses, to our friends, convincing the world that we are fine while we are breaking into pieces. Look at what you've done. Medicating our emptiness with screens and swipes, entertaining ourselves with the wicked, the indecent, the disturbing, feeding on luxury while forgetting the poor. Satan whispers, look at what you've done. The betrayal of our own beliefs, from hype to hypocrisy, building the walls of our own kingdom, loving darkness more than light. Look at what you've done. The bitterness, the gossip, the brooding, the prejudice, the enemy is gloating. Look at what you've done. Look at all your shame. Look at all your guilt. Look at all your chains. Look at what you've done. You deserve wrath. You deserve hell. You deserve death. Look at what you've done. And really, he's right. That is what we've done. But to every whisper, to every accusation, we remind the enemy of Jesus. And we say, look at what he's done. He commanded the universe into being. Light emerged from his voice. That's what he's done. He scripted the totality of time, and he wrote his glory into every line. That's what he's done. He stepped down from heaven, took on our flesh. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death. That's what he's done. Forgiving our sins, that's what he's done. Dying in our place, that's what he's done. He was dead, buried, but then he rose from the grave. That's what he's done. Death defeated, hell scorned, debt paid, veil torn. No matter our past, Jesus has overcome. The dead are alive. That's what he's done.
So I want you to look into your life today as the band sings, and I want you to say, God, I see what you've done, and I want to accept it, and I want to unleash you in my life. I want to let you permeate. I want you to be a part of every part of my life, my financial life, my service life, my life, where it all comes together, and it smooshes under this, that it's all for Jesus. Since August, our church has had a little thing here. You'll see a lot of people with these black bands on. We've been wearing them, and we've got a couple signs around. It says, all for Jesus. And that's what our life is about. It's all for Jesus. It's not about us. It's about him. We didn't come here today for us. We should have come here today for him. We didn't come here today to be entertained. It's about him. It's all for Jesus. So see what Jesus does in you today as you sit there. And then if you need to speak with somebody, see me on the way out or call me this week. We have some people going to turn their lives over to Jesus this week and be immersed. And we've had some people doing that. And I believe in the following weeks, people are going to get more and more involved with Jesus. So that's the challenge. See what God does with this word that we just encouraged you with today. Here's the band.